Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast. This is a special episode. Today we are going to be talking about cybernetics and a camera that takes you back in time.
So you ever wish you could go back and record that custom sports car that just raced by or that sweet kickflip your friend did?
Not really, especially the kickflip.
So this is a wearable camera that lets you go back in time, so to speak, to record fleeting moments. So what this is it is a 12 megapixel device. It's pocket sized, lightweight. You wear it around your neck, and it records into full HD, so 1080p video.
Wait, time out. Is pocket size? Now, pocket size can be as little as a SD card to as big as a Note 7 that's not on fire.
Right. So this thing is a little bit bigger than a GoPro.
Oh, so hopefully not as thick, but that's not a bad size.
No. And with its auto edit mode, so what this thing does is it has an auto edit mode and it continuously records. And when you tap this little button on the touch screen, it saves the footage from the previous 5 minutes.
Now, on that, does it save it to internal memory? Does it download it to your phone?
I'm glad you asked. So it records to a micro SD card. So it can accept micro SD cards up to 128 gigabytes of storage space.
That's not bad. Now, is that what it actually records the video on as it's doing, or does it use internal memory, then kick it over to storage?
I think the way it works is it records the footage probably onto an internal memory or even to this SD card, and then deletes the footage every 5 minutes.
I have to say, as much as I think it's funny, it'd be interesting to actually use it to see. Well, for one, if I had the wherewithal to actually hit the bloody button, but
right. Well, so what it does too is you can also use it to constrain to do a video, like live video, using Wi-Fi. So the battery in the thing lasts up to 4 hours, and the battery with streaming live and Wi-Fi is 2 hours.
Now, can you take out the battery, or is it non-serviceable?
It seems like it is non-serviceable. I'm pretty sure it's an internal battery, which is a little annoying.
Well, on the other hand, I'm assuming this is a wearable camera, this would be a great time for, if it actually takes off, for them to make an accessory that's an external battery, like the Mophie case.
Well, you probably could do something like that, because I'm assuming that it uses a certain port that you connect to, like maybe a USB port.
So probably micro USB, or like, say, the... Was it the Nano that uses the headphone jack?
Yeah.
That power it and all that?
Right, the iPod Nano?
Yeah.
And the Shuffle did that too.
That's it. Maybe it's the Shuffle I was thinking about.
So what it, like, I'm sure if you created like a special battery pack for it, that you could like almost a dongle battery pack, you could probably essentially clip it on and it would work.
Interesting.
Now, I know there are camera systems out there that have used that kind of technology before. So apparently the battery only takes an hour and a half to recharge. And so General Streaming Systems started development on, it's called the Perfect Memory Camera in 2015. It is on Indiegogo, and it has raised more than $171,000 in 2 months. And the campaign ended August 20th, and it raised... almost six times more than its $30,000 goal.
Now, did it give you the milliamp hours of the battery?
It did not.
See, that's what I'm curious of, because most cell phones are roughly between 1,800 and 3,800 milliamp hours. They change
a little bit.
So I'm curious to see on that, because one of the things that a lot of people don't know is, say if you buy one of those portable battery packs for your phone, If you buy one that says it's 4,000 milliamp hours and your phone is 3,800, that's one full charge. So I'm just curious to see if you run a portable battery on how much that would actually do.
I don't even think they're thinking about that right now, to be honest. Since this thing is just done with production.
I have a feeling they are, but it may be a little pie in the sky. It's when this thing takes off, this is what I would like to do.
If it takes off. Because honestly, I think if you just use a GoPro, you're fine. But I guess if you do miss out on certain moments, I feel like this would be a good system to have in like regular cameras. So that way, if some idiot forgets to hit the record button, you can just go back and get it.
I mean, the downside to GoPro is you have to actually have the wherewithal to do it. The other thing with GoPros is the batteries last 40, it's an hour battery, and full HD on most SD cards takes up 40 minutes.
Right. So, well, they're getting better. Have you seen the new small one? It's just one button.
The session?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I haven't used it at all. The only GoPros I have are the older models.
Yeah.
The negative side about that one is it doesn't have a viewfinder, but I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly.
Well, you can pair it up with an app.
Yeah, I was going to say you can view it via the app, which is also kind of convenient.
So this thing, if you got around to it, if you actually donated to this, if you did $119, you got the early bird price, which was $119. We'll probably see it being around $200 to about $400.
That wraps up the segment of the show. When we get back, we are going to be talking about some crazy cybernetics. You are not going to want to miss it.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Welcome back. The next thing we're going to talk about today is something that it will revolutionize lives for everybody who is paralyzed. There's a woman in her 50s who suffered a T6 lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease, I guess is the best way to describe it. Now, she went from apparently life quality from 1980s DOS to 2016. Now, basically what this is her brain is controlling the tablet. Now, the field of brain-machine interface blossomed nearly two decades ago in an effort to develop a assistive device to help those locked-in people, and the result have had fantastic results. Eye and head tracking devices allowed eye movement to act as output system to control mouse cursors on computer screens. Like, for example, think Stephen Hawking. That's just what he uses to speak with that little computer. Now, see, the benefit about this is this helps people who just don't have the ability to communicate in the right way or can't use technology. And despite the deluge of promising devices, eye tracking remains imprecise and terribly tiring to the user's eyes since the system requires custom hardware. Now, 2 years ago, roughly, a woman with a T6 injury volunteered for the Brain Gate clinical trials. Had roughly a 100-channel electrode array planted in the left side of her brain and a regions responsible for movement. At this time, the Stanford subdivision was working on a prototype prosthetic device to help paralyzed patients type out words in a custom-designed keyboard by simply thinking about the word they want to spell. The prototype worked like this. The implanted electrode recorded her brain activity as she looked into the target letters in the screen, passed it on to the neuroprosthesis, which then interpreted the signals and translated them into continuous control of the cursor movement and clicks. Now, see, this to me is totally Star Trek.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
I mean, I would love to actually see this in person. I mean, a couple of things I'm curious about is how are they transmitting this? Does she have like Johnny Mnemonic? Is there a plug into the back of her neck? Is it using like magnets to connect to her skull? I mean, this is the thing I'm wondering. This is awesome for people who just can't move or are completely paralyzed. This is the new way for them to communicate with the world. Now, it says here the black and white setup was state-of-the-art in terms of response and accuracy, but the process was painfully slow, and even with extensive training, T6 often had to move her eyes to the delete button to correct her errors. What the field needed was a flexible, customizable, and affordable device that didn't physically connect to a computer via electrode, according to the... I'm sorry, there's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce this guy's name. It's... So they said their breakthrough move it was when they realized their point-and-click cursor system was similar to tapping a touchscreen. The team took the existing setup and reworked it. T6 brainwaves could control where she tapped the Nexus touchscreen. So pretty much what it is they realized instead of a keyboard, a touchscreen. It sped up it sped everything up. Now the question for me is, what is it going to be like a couple of generations and now on the technology? Is touchscreen the way to go? I mean, to me it seems like it's the perfect way to do it. Why have one mechanical mechanism click on another when a touchscreen serves its purpose perfectly? Now, is it limited to a particular tablet? Because to me, it seems like this is something Android would be perfect for.
Right.
You know, Android allowing you to basically do whatever you want. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere down the future they even forked Android specifically for this reason. So I know we got more stories regarding this topic and cybernetics, but I'm really hoping that this just gets cheaper down the road, because this is awesome.
And that about wraps up the show for the day. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and gsmcpodcast.com. You can also find us on iTunes, so please give us a listen. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.